Hello and welcome to the second episode of Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we are late in the game because of technical difficulties I was having a few minutes before. I wanted to throw the fucking laptop through the window, but we seem to have stuff sorted out right now. It's going to be a short show just because we have stuff to do, but we'll try and pack in as much fun as one can do in about 20 minutes. First things first, just to remind you to visit the site at tiptaptip.com, which I've been working on getting that up to speed over the last week or so. We now have forums at tiptaptip.com/forums. And if you want to throw a few bucks our way to help buy us equipment, you can do that at tiptaptip.com/donate. A few things have happened since the last episode. We actually had a party here last night. It was a drinking and driving themed party, and and before everybody at before we start getting angry emails from people at MAD, let me just explain. By drinking and driving, I don't mean heading down the highway and running into a light standard and killing innocent pedestrians. I mean having a lot of beer and playing Mario Kart for the Nintendo Wii. It was fun. Not so much of the actual Mario Kart, was playing it. It's weird. The weird thing about parties I find is that, I don't know what it is about.
But you know what? It got people to come here because they were interested in looking at it. And they played it for like a little bit and then they started socializing. So.
Yeah. But I guess the interesting thing about any party I've always been to, I don't know what it is. I don't know what reason, but there just seems to be some sort of magnetic pull towards a kitchen in a house party. People either hanging out in the kitchen.
Because that's where the drinks come from.
Well, in our case, it's just where the most places to sit happen to be. Like, yeah, we have a room sort of adjacent to the kitchen. And
it's also, like, where the food was, too. Like, people...
Oh, looks like we have a call. That's really kind of unexpected. I guess I'll answer it. This is sort of an unexpected call. Caller, who's
you
this?
An idiot. How dare you call us and talk shit about our show because it's super good and awesome and stuff. I hate you and your dumb show. It sucks. Yeah. Dumb.
Who is this?
You fucking dummies. It's me. And we're cool.
Oh, yeah. That one that sucks. Oh, yeah.
Didn't they have that show that we watched like about 2 minutes off and then...
Yeah, the show that's fucking awesome, dumbass.
What was it called again?
Yeah, Squidward. It's called Squidward! So, your show totally sucks, and you're a bunch of dummies and stuff, and we hate you. Do you hate us? Yeah, we hate you. You guys suck. And your show's stupid, and you suck a bunch of coal up your butt. And
Squid
our show's
biters?
Dumb. Yes, coal. Coal.
Oh, I see.
Oh.
So,
yeah. What, you speechless and shit? Those
yeah,
guys suck.
Yeah, actually, I watch your show, and you know, I decided, you know, there wasn't a...
Joe, these guys suck.
There wasn't...
Wasn't what? Yeah, funny, huh?
Well, I'll say one thing for you and your show. When it comes to the quantity versus quality argument, we got you beat as far as quantity, because we're going to be pumping out these pieces of shit at least two or three times a week.
Yeah, oh, it's on, motherfucker. You know, we may pump out like one every like 6 months or so, but you're two suck balls. Okay.
Well, you got more coal.
Oh, yeah, you can do a lot more with coal.
What the fuck is with the coal?
You could run a train
yourself.
With coal. Let's say you run a train with a diamond, you jackass.
What's with the coal and diamonds? I didn't even say anything about diamonds and coal.
Stumped.
Oh, what? Are you even following what I'm saying? It seems like you guys are like totally following a totally different conversation and stuff. Huh? Well, you guys are fucking...
Ouch!
That's what? Cool. Yeah.
I think they are drunk.
It wasn't coal. It was a different kind of mineral.
I didn't say anything about coal. Shut up!
That's
we can run trains and stuff.
Oh, God, you guys are the fucking worst.
Anyways, I've had enough of these abusive phone calls. Enjoy your show.
Yeah, whatever, dumbass.
Bye.
later. Shit.
Okay, well, that was unexpected, and yeah. I guess that's what happens when you you start insulting people on your first show, and when you start throwing out the declarations of war against another podcast who is probably, you know, about as few episodes in the bag as we are, you know. But
how many episodes do they have now?
Last time I talked, he was working on 3, and he had almost had that done, but again, technical difficulties, and you know how these things work. You know, your computer blows up and you spend another week in the editing suite. Ourselves, we just go with these, and like it or not, it just happens. I was going to show you something, and I was going to gauge your reaction. This is based on something which I showed you on the previous episode. You remember Dimitri?
Yeah.
Dimitri
the nasty man.
Dimitri the nasty man has a website, and on his website, well, he calls himself a lover. DimitriTheLover.com or TorontoRealMan.com if you want to learn more about this guy. We'll be posting the link on the website, TipTapDip.com. And despite what some people may say, it is not as much a piece of shit as one would think. Anyways, Dimitri has on his website some animations. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play these animations for you. Now, for the listening audience, they're not going to be able to see what I'm showing you. But what they're going to hear is they're going to hear the audio, and then they're going to hear your reaction from it.
Okay.
Right? So, but what I will do is I'll give you a clue by telling you the file name of this animation from the DimitriTheLover.com, and here we go. Let's see what Rochelle's reaction to this one is. And okay. So far, so good.
It's hard to tell what their shirts say.
Well, I can make this bigger then. Let's see if we can make this bigger.
Church of Dimitri, Men Rock.
No. I think the name of the book which he's which the lady is carrying is called Mein Cock, which is a derivative of another book from the early.
Yeah, I know what, the Hitler book.
Yeah, that's all. So now there's a Now don't give too much away. It's what's happening, because we want people to visit this website and see for themselves and see what Jesus. Okay, so now it appears that it sounds like there's some action going on, and this is I'll just say so much. This is highly blasphemous, and it just gets even worse.
Oh, from this that point. Is so bad.
I know.
But oh don't, my goodness.
Oh, this is the worst part. We can say what's going on. But you think this is bad now, it just gets even worse. Oh, here comes the whole. Okay, that's enough of that.
Just stupid.
Yeah, it's stupid and it's immature, and it's sort of.
I don't like it.
Well, of course it's.
Who made it?
Dimitri. It's on his website. I'm not sure if he is the person himself who made the animation, but he's probably the.
I think it's just too easy to make it a religious story and piss people off. Like, that's probably just what he wants. It's too easy to.
Judging from the animation, he has some sort of Jesus complex, and extreme narcissism. I don't know. I think if anything, because the video which came out last week has been playing all over the internet, I think he's loving this because it's more exposure for him and more exposure for you know, I guess he can take any
and I think that a lot of people who are famous now, they seem to prefer like negative exposure versus positive exposure because people talk about it more when it's negative.
Mm-hmm. But I guess he'll take whatever he can get. So that is that. Now we're going to be reading another chapter from the highly edited names have been changed to protect the innocent or easily embarrassed. The Teenage Diaries of Rochelle. She's going to be reading a selected excerpt. And you can take it from there.
Okay. So this is still close to the beginning of my diary. So I think I was still 10 years old.
So any sort of preamble for the selected passage or...
Yeah. So basically, like when I got this diary, I had never, ever had a diary before. Didn't really understand what they were for, like what you're supposed to write in it and stuff. So this section is what I thought you were supposed to write in a diary, which is basically I recorded everything that I did that day.
Okay.
So it starts at, and this is, I'm camping with my family. We did a lot of camping trips where we'd drive throughout BC and camp in the, along the way and visit relatives in BC. So anyway, so driving there and, so it starts with a time, 3:00, went to sleep, had a game of tic-tac-toe,
You having difficulty reading your writing?
Yeah, I don't know what it says. I think it says eat. I don't know. Anyway, I wrote that I let my brother win. colored, brothers pasted game puzzle. Did page 42 opened up? Like I wrote down the page number, you know, just
you know,
case.
You actually circled it in the
yeah, yeah.
Like you, so you go back for reference later.
Went to sleep, got there, and still asleep. Biked around, swam with brothers, thongs. I don't know what thongs, like, what that would be.
Maybe sandals.
Yeah, that's, probably. That's... I didn't wear thongs then. Hanged around, cleaned truck, ate supper, ate popcorn, went to bed, wrote in diary about today, went to sleep. Good night, Rochelle. Slept in, got up, got my own toothbrush, towel, and cloth, walked to bathroom, brushed, washed, dried, walked back, hanged around in cabin, went in truck, diary.
Wow. So that's basically yeah. everything you did that one day. Okay.
Yeah.
So on that note, I'll do my day starting with today so far. sort of in the same way. Okay. Woke up, went to bathroom. Decided that I wasn't going to trim my beard today. Showered. Towel dried my hair, but didn't blow dry it. It's Sunday.
That's your low maintenance day.
It's my low maintenance day. Finish some more of the Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, you ate all of those. You suck.
That's a problem when they're sitting on a table. You go one way, you grab two or three, you come back. That way you grab another two or three, you go back and forth. Next thing you know, half the bowl's gone and you get in a bit of trouble.
And also because we didn't have any other food besides Jelly Bellies and beer.
Yeah, the beer comes later. Next, went on computer, checked email, updated website. Didn't do much for about 2 hours. Tried to wake up Rochelle. She didn't wake up. Went back on computer. Heard Rochelle waking up. Both agreed that we were hungry. Rochelle goes for groceries. Rochelle comes back from groceries. Makes breakfast for me while I do more computer stuff. Thank you.
Yeah, I know. I'm awesome.
Thank you. eat breakfast while watching Dr. No on TV.
Oh, so good.
Rochelle falls asleep after eating within about 10 minutes on the lazy boy chair.
I stayed up till 4.
Decides that...
I stay up late.
She's going to have another nap after sleeping until around noon. This is around 3
this
o'clock.
This is your schedule, not my schedule.
No, I'm giving a completely impartial... My impartial view of how I've seen the day so far.
I know, but you have to say what you did. You're talking about what I did.
Okay, well, I watched Dr. No. I watched Rochelle fall asleep.
No, that's not a part of what you did.
Then I tried to get the podcast thing set up and find interesting things to talk about. Then I yelled at the computer because it wasn't working for me and discovered that, in fact, it wasn't the computer's fault, but it was actually my fault for not doing something on the computer correctly.
That's usually how it is.
Computers
are not, like, they don't have faults.
People have faults.
Yeah.
And, okay. News time. Drunken Swede tries to row home from Denmark. A drunken 78-year-old Swede stole a dinghy after a night out in the Danish town of Helsingør and tried to row back to Sweden, but fell asleep halfway. Danish police said on Monday. So I'm not too good on geography. So I'm the countries are close, but is it even like an accomplished rower? Can an accomplished rower actually go from one country to another?
I don't know. I can't remember where.
I don't have a map, and I should have prepared a map for
this. Some of them are really close by.
Yeah, because all the European countries are generally close by. But for a drunken Swede, I guess it's, or even a sober Swede for that matter, if it's even possible for him to get from one country to another. I don't know. I guess it seems like a good idea when you're drunk.
Everything seems like a good idea when you're drunk.
I've never tried to row a boat when I was drunk.
That's why it's so crazy right now with all the stampede and the cowboys going on, because everybody's so wasted all day long and everybody thinks that everything they're doing is so totally awesome. Yeah, but it's just because they're all drunk.
Yeah, we've heard stories of people standing on tables. This is from our...
And humping their friends' faces.
This is a story from a friend of ours who works as a server in a popular drinking establishment in Calgary. Unfortunately, she, with the Calgary stampede, which we're in the midst of right now, she has to deal with a lot of drunken people. Yesterday alone, she had to deal with a fistfight breaking out in the middle of the afternoon around
2 o'clock.
2 o'clock or 4 o'clock. Anyways, it's early enough.
It was like 2.
It was early enough that I was wondering how people had even gotten that drunk at that early on in the day anyways, like unless they started drinking.
It's because like all these oil and gas companies, they basically, this week is a total write-off. Like they get invited to corporate parties where all the drinks are paid for. And then after those corporate functions, they basically don't have to go back to work and they just go out and drink the rest of the day.
Actually, speaking of drinks that are paid for, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the people who left beer in our fridge.
Yes, thank you, Sherwin, for leaving all the Stella, my favorite.
Beer in our fridge last night. I've been enjoying it throughout the day. And I think there was another few beers, but I'm not sure who left those. But the Stella, thanks, Sherwin. Good on you. All right. All right, so rowing from Sweden to Denmark, can't do. Okay, on a more Canadian note, you want cheese curds with that. Canada's U.S. Embassy apologized on Thursday for a party invitation that featured a prominent figure in Canadian history brandishing a large plate of French fries covered in cheese curds and gravy. The dish, known as poutine,
realize it was cheese curds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cheese curds. It's great. The dish known as poutine is often...
What is cheese curds? What is it?
Like, what is curds?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of like soft and gooey and
gross. Isn't that like the part that they don't make cheese out of?
See, I don't really know the process of making...
Sounds kind of gross.
It sounds gross, but you cover it with gravy and put it
like
between.
It sounds like something like cottage cheese.
Kind of like that. Yeah. But you throw some gravy on there and put it on top of French fries, you're sorted. The dish known as poutine is often looked down on as a kind of staple fast food in French speaking province of Quebec, where some nationalists are quick to take offense at what they see as unfair treatment by the country's English speaking majority. Speak for yourself. I love the dish. The emailed invitation to a Canada Day party on July 1st showed Samuel de Champlain, the French explorer who founded Quebec City on July 3rd, 1608, holding a plate of poutine. Jean-Paul Perrault, president of the Impératif Français group, said the invitation was an outrage and an insult.
Why?
I don't know.
French people love poutine, don't they?
Yeah, I like poutine.
Yeah.
I guess it's just, it's not so much the poutine, it's just having Samuel de Champlain, who's a revered figure in Quebecois history, holding poutine. Again, I don't see the big deal.
What's his deal? Like, who is he?
Oh, he's the explorer who founded Quebec City.
Like, yeah, but why is that a big deal?
Oh,
phone call. Oh. Bye.
So, as I was saying, that's the call that says that the show is over. We actually reached 20 minutes, and I guess that's that. There will be a third show, I'm hoping, assuming that both Joel and Jen from SquidPod.com don't send out any goons to off me. You know, we've said some pretty harsh things, but hopefully we can all get past this. Anyways, you've been listening to an extra short edition of Tip Tap Tip. You can visit the website at tiptaptip.com. You can buy us great stuff, better equipment at tiptaptip.com/donate. And you can visit and participate in our online forums at tiptaptip.com/forums. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
And we're gone.
Bye.